Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm...
Woo! Johnny!
And welcome to the show. You all right?
Yeah, I was just slamming down some spittoonerinis. That's shots of bourbon that my dear old friend Rolando got me for Christmas.
Yeah, you're welcome. This week we'll review Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker, which definitely needed your gift, which was some bourbon. So, quick funny thing, last night was Christmas, and romantically, John and I gave each other the same gift.
Basically. The same brand of whiskey, just different types of bourbon.
Yeah, I gave him, I guess, the original, and you gave me the double rye.
The double rye.
It's so funny.
From High West Distilleries. I'll be seeing you guys hopefully again in January.
Yeah, you're heading back up to...
Sponsor us.
Please sponsor us. We'll do anything. As always, John will give us the plot in 5 words. We'll give our first thoughts, and then we'll go into a deep spoiler analysis. But let's take our whiskey, John, and let's go to a short film corner.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to talk about today is Proceeds of Crime. I believe that's the title. I had to dig around.
I didn't even know I had a title.
So this is kind of bugs me about Omeletto's YouTube channel is they put the script in the heading and Omeletto everywhere, but not the name of the movie. I always have to kind of either dig through the notes, dig through the descriptions, and I'm like, what is this name of this movie?
And is it fair to say that the main, I guess, character, I don't know, it's a short. I don't think I have to follow too much about it. Like, it's pretty simple, but the main biker person is looks almost to a T like that personality of Jane in Doom Patrol. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
The angry one.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know. Something. Yeah.
Hammer?
Something like Hammerhead?
Hammerhead, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's definitely it. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of the whole time. I was like, I can't get past this. It looks like this is in Jane's head.
Yeah. Proceeds of Crime.
Doom Patrol.
I know you're loving it, right? You're loving the new season.
The new season, hell yeah. The second season, not so much.
Yeah, the second season
is disappointing. Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah.
It's not fair that they tease you in the trailer with this like huge monster. I'm like, "Oh, it's a cum monster." Nah, it's a fucking candle. How lame.
So, I got the descript. It says, an all-female gang who steal hair from beautiful women target the wrong girl. And this plot, and it goes on to describe the plot, which is based on real-life attacks happening in 2013 in Venezuela. Oh. So I read that description.
Yeah, so when you read the descript, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that's the title of the short, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's just how we decided as as a people to fucking title our films, so there's no question about what the film's about. It's just in the title.
Yeah.
Teenage kid inherits superpowers from a spider bite. Is that what's his name's origin? I don't know why I forgot. Did he get bit by a spider too?
Who?
Tom Holland.
Like in real life?
Or? No, in the yeah, in real life. No, in his run of Spider-Man, did he get bit by a spider?
Yeah, I don't think they show it.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, because I'm racking my brain trying to remember this.
He already was Spider-Man when he met Robert Downey Jr.
That's right. That's right. That's correct.
Well, he already had the power, or maybe he was already moonlighting in his like makeshift costume. Because I think Tony Stark give him a costume?
Yeah, he gave him that newer nanotech costume that I have a feeling, even though I don't think either of us have seen the new Spider-Man, I have a feeling Doc Ock takes that nanotech and that's what makes him good again, because it fixes whatever's going on with his spine. Right? Because I think that's the story with
the Doc Ock died. So how's that possible?
Multiverse.
So
that's why Jamie Foxx has hair, you know, like there's like everybody keeps trying to poke holes in it. It's like, well, no, it's impossible to poke holes in the multiverse. But we'll see.
All right. That was our review of Proceeds of Crime.
It was okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could probably guess that this was not.
No, it was
like incredibly competently made short. I really liked a lot of the visual style, and the action was them riding around on their bikes and sort of the last scene. Worked really well. There's a lot of frenetic action in it, which I thought was really well directed and looked visually interesting, but no story. There's like no story to follow here.
No story. Just at some point there's vampires and that's it. Like, why are they doing this? No clue. Is there a conversation? No, there isn't. It felt like it was written by a very amateur writer too, which if that was the case, I'd be like, that's really impressive. Keep working at it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think the jumping off point is interesting, but, it's just weird. Cause like it opens with like them, you know, cutting, women's hair off. Right. And bikes and stuff. And then, They drive in the middle of the night. What is it? They bicycle ride past somebody who eats an egg, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Eats an egg from a nest and somehow our hero.
I'm sorry. The name of the short is called Birds of Prey. It pops up. I remember this because I was like, haha, DC. But that was like a. I think that's what that whole point was, that vampire was eating a bird and you're supposed to like, I guess, you know, gather with the clues that these birds biker gang are going to get hunted by the end of the thing.
Okay. The biker gang is called the Birds of Prey.
Yes.
Okay. And, Hog, her name is Hog. Do you know that? Our hero.
No, Hog. Good for her. She chose that one.
They see her eat some egg, and then she thinks, "Oh, this is a good idea. Let's go attack her."
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got
which gets us to
glowing red eyes. That means she's probably weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie just needed a story.
I didn't really enjoy it. I forgot most of it already. And it's it's only less than 10 minutes long.
Yeah, again, like I think it had a lot of like visual flair, but man, the story was lacking. I had no idea what this was or why things were happening, why people made the decisions they made, why they're vampires, why does it matter? They're a female bike gang. Why are they cutting hair?
Why are they all bald?
Why are they all bald? There's just too many questions.
What a twist, though, if they were just like, there aren't enough kids getting hair for locks of love, and they're just like going around cutting off rich people's hair, like they're biker gang Robin Hood.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Can't say I recommend it.
No, I would just tell people, hey, yeah, she becomes a vampire at the end for reasons. So there you go.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a short movie. Very little direction for it. Aside from it looking, you know, nice visually. Matrixy. Yeah, cop. Yeah, matrixy.
There you go. That's our review.
That's our review. Kind of just sputtered out here.
A biker gang goes around cutting off women's hair and target the wrong woman. Short title, shorter film.
Yeah.
Popcorn. Sorry.
Huh?
Nothing. Nobody at home listen to what I'm saying. I'm just saying random things.
Yeah.
Sometimes one of the skeleton boys likes to medicate in front of his computer monitor and then eat some snacks off the table next to him. And sometimes the snacks land on the ground and I don't notice.
And then you eat the snacks.
Yeah, it's some good sauce right down there. What? Okay.
So that was our review of the short Proceeds of Crime.
The what?
What, you have something to add?
Or, no, you keep mistitling it. It's called A Biker Gang Cuts Off Women's Hair and Targets the Wrong Woman.
I think it's called an all-female gang who steals hair from beautiful women, targets the wrong woman. Proceeds of Crime, Amuleto Horror. Horror?
Horror.
Horror. 528 likes. Horror.
You know, the way these are titled, too, it could make it seem like it's all the same universe by Amuleto, and they're just installments since they all lead with Amuleto.
It's true.
Onto something.
It's true.
That's a review of that.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Not the worst short we've seen.
Definitely not the best. Worst, yeah.
Not the best.
And definitely not the best. That would have to go to Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf.
All right.
Are we
ready to talk about this?
Gonna move on to. Let's move on to our main review of Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
For Johnny's 5-word plot summary and or alt type, for Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker. You like how I'm changing it up a little bit?
I like
New
it.
Year? We're going to do a little more like Fraser Crane. Crane? Whatever it's fucking. coming in at number three, it's Force Toys on Face.
Force Toys on Face.
That's a good one. I was like, these toys would have opposable thumbs and or arms to push you closer.
Okay.
A lot of good acting in this. Coming in at number two, worst Puppet Master installment yet.
Ah.
And coming in at number one, best Toy Story installment yet.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the Toy Story movie we need, huh?
It's not the one we want. It's the one we deserve. How does that?
No, that sounds about right. Yeah, bad bit.
Right.
I will also contribute. This is a more violent, horny Pinocchio story.
Oh, how do you gather any Pinocchio? There's like blatant references. Yeah. Like,
Petto.
I have a feeling these writers and the director are like, "Oh man, we're so clever.
Look at us."
Yeah. Yeah. Geppetto, let's just shorten his name to like Pedo. I mean, Petto. I mean,
pedophile. Good idea. There's a lot of pedophile going on here.
And then Pinocchio, we're just going to call him Pino. So.
Yeah. So are you familiar at all? Have you seen any of these other Silent Night, Deadly Night movies?
Oh, I sure have seen the first two, and I think they're wonderful, camptastic shit shows. I think this is the
one you always tell me about. Yeah, go ahead though. Go explain this wonderful plot to.
So the first two, I haven't seen the third one, which apparently picks up after the second one. Which the second one is probably my favorite because like 45 to 50 minutes of this like 60 minute film are just footage from the first film. I mean, entire fucking scenes, not even like very little narration. And I was like, this is fucking brilliant. I don't know. You got no money to make a sequel. Just fucking do this. Third one apparently continues, and then the fourth one has nothing to do with the franchise, and this one definitely has nothing to do with any of the first two I've seen.
It's like
first story about Killer Santas, sort of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
And this one's about a killer toy making killer toys? I guess?
I guess that keeps it in the realm of Christmas. Not really a Christmas movie, though it is set in Christmas, but it's not, that's more just like, you know, background, it being Christmas, right? Like, it's not like important to the plot.
Well, no, kind of, because the, whoever, you know, honestly, a lot of the story doesn't make sense, but whoever was dropping off the presents at these kids' doorsteps, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Would wrap them up like, oh, from Santa, and
Pinocchio.
Then they'd be in there.
Right.
Or Pino.
Yeah. Pino.
Pino.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of these movies, so this is my first one, and I'm gonna say this is the best one.
It's definitely the best one.
It has Familiar to Us, written by Brian Yuzan, who did Society. Yeah. So that's interesting. He seems to be heavily involved with a lot of these 80s, trashy 80s, low-budge horror films.
And he brought back, what's his name? Screaming something. Screaming Mad George.
Okay. Who is he?
The special effects person that did...
I remember that name who did the orgy scene.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
His stage name was inspired by a rock singer, Screaming Jay Hawkins. Born in Osaka, Japan. That I wouldn't have called. So Screaming Mad George also did visual effects for Big Trouble in Little China, The Abyss, The Predator, and I believe Society, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I'm probably wrong about that. Please don't.
please don't call me out on all that.
Yeah, so Mickey Rooney plays Pedro, and I didn't know his first name was Joe, which makes it so much better.
Joe Pedro.
So stupid. Fifth dude. Let me just go ahead and say this movie was fucking stupid. It was like funny for a second before it became like, wow, this is stupid. I don't know.
So yeah, that was my biggest issue was, the movie starts off like with no direction. There's like, there's no suspense. We know who the bad guys are within the first 5 minutes.
No suspense.
His father, son.
That son walks out and sees his parents fucking hard. Cause they left their door wide open cause they're into getting caught. And then he's like, well, better leave him alone. Walks downstairs because he hears the doorbell ring. And he's like, it's the middle of the night. I might as well open the door.
I mean, there's clearly no family structure here. The kid does whatever he wants.
Which gets even better midway through the movie when there's a plot twist reveal of this other character that you're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, he's interesting.
It seems like this mom / wife and or girlfriend gets over the death of this dude very quickly, because she doesn't seem too concerned about his death the entire time. She's more concerned about like, oh, my son is mute. go through some crazy. Like, there was one scene where she's getting frustrated with her son not talking, and she goes from, like, yelling to, like, calm to, like... I was like, whoa. This is a range right here.
She definitely... It's like, okay. The mom definitely had, like, soap opera range. She was, like whoa, hardcore okay, soap Rebecca opera Hall, range.
Calm down.
No. Don't invoke that name. Oh, my God. This movie's just, like, fucking everywhere. So he becomes mute because he sees his parents fucking, not because he sees a murderous toy. That's my theory.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a good combination of both, you know, because then he's like very adamant about like, oh, a gift. I got to get rid of this. Like he's smart enough to do that, but not smart enough to like, no, I don't want to see Santa Claus because Santa killed my father figure, because I'm still not sure who that guy was. Like, was it just one of her many suitors? Just
over fucking
little hint.
No,
because apparently she has many suitors.
She just sort of. Oh, man, this movie. It's just like the movie's going through the motions, and the first like. A couple acts, right? But there's no suspense. There's no like bad guys. We already know who the bad guys are. You can just, like once Joe Pedro starts beating his son, I was like, oh yeah, maybe those guys. It's called the toy maker.
Lives in the
evil
basement of a toy shop that has a basement. That part threw me. I was like, so did they, you know, alter and customize a house into a toy shop? Because I don't understand why there's a basement in this shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I'm just going through the motions, and then there's some other character showing up, just really wants to see the kid for reasons. He's really pushy about it. And it's just like, what? Like, where is this movie going? And then towards the end, I feel like it just ratchets up all the sex, all the violence. They just had to squeeze all that in the last half hour. And it got incredibly violent and for no reason. And then
the part you're talking about, the very end, what? I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then, like, I accidentally fucked off for, like, last 3 minutes to go do something. And then I came back. I'm like... I'll let Rolando tell me what happens because I really don't care. I didn't want to have to go back.
Yeah, you know, and then they just got really violent, really rapey. There's literally there. It seems like this movie is such a rush to like jam in more sex. There's literally two sex scenes going on at the same time. The air cutting in between, which was I thought was a that weird was choice. Weird.
Yeah, I wonder if they're really trying to fake like who was going to get killed or something. I think that was what they were trying to do in a very stupid way. And then there's one more rape scene, a dry sex scene.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
Well, this is Brian Usain, so you imagine this is like his, I have to top society's orgy scene, so I'm just going to have a robotic, anatomically correct boy, robot boy, dry hump.
No, but, our but lead. He isn't anatomically correct. Remember, there's like a quick reference scene about that where he says something like, yeah, my dad, oh, am I already spoiling this? My dad.
It's fine.
Oh, no, but I don't think people had figured out that Pinocchio is the son of Joe Petto. He's like, my dad built me like a human in every possible way. And then he looks down at his like, you know, smooth crotch, doll crotch. He's like, well, I guess not every way. But then he still proceeds to dry hump this woman. Like, okay.
So weird. It's classic. Oh,
and the
Usain
kid fucking
stuff.
Hawkeyes him to death, right? I think.
What do you mean?
How does the Pino kid get killed? His head
murdered,
gets chopped off or something, or he gets chopped in half? He gets chopped in half.
The absentee dad, who's been stalking them throughout the piece, is chops off. He's holding up some sort of like weapon, and then like he chops off his arm, and I don't know. Maybe chops him up a few more times, and then he comes back to life, and then the mother like stomps his head in.
Yeah, I was gonna say he chops him in half one more time, because I think the mom says something about like, I can be your mom, just leave my kid alone. So he crawls to her, and they don't hear him crawling until he's right next to them for reasons, and he says something about mommy, and then she proceeds to Ryan Gosling drive his head to death.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And Mickey Rooney has been killed by this point off screen because, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, because you don't see Mickey Rooney get killed. He's just like, pushes his doll son down the stairs, and he's like, oh no, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, no shit, he's a fucking doll. You know that. You know this. You've had the kid since 1970, according to the picture's date.
I'll say this, Mickey Rooney was actually really good in this. I liked his acting. I felt like he was the only one
acting,
making choices. Yeah. Acting, yeah.
I just... I mean, I'll agree, but I'm also, it's like Rooney. I don't care if he's dead. He's kind of a piece of shit.
Really? How do you know that?
What? Oh, he's got a very colorful past in Hollywood.
Oh.
You know.
Elaborate. I want to know now.
Not for me to elaborate, but let's just, you know. What's his most famous role? Let's really think about what he's remembered for.
Being a kid actor?
Being a Chinaman in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Come on, but that's not him. That's just the times, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure, but like you saw how hard he was going with it, like, okay. I've seen other actors during that time that didn't really try to play up like just very few aspects of a race.
Well, when you hire Mickey Rooney, he goes 100%.
It's like
he does nothing small.
You're gonna respect me. I don't care if I'm 5'1" or however tall he was.
I'm your father. I'm a Joe Petto. I make toys. Damn it.
Yeah. Joe Petto, Pino. Now let me drink ya. Like wine. Because I'm drunk. I'm drinking the entire movie.
Get back in that cellar, boy.
Get back in the cellar because I need to drink my whiskey. Like, that was every scene, too, right? He would, like, walk away and drink more, quote-unquote, Jack Daniels or Evan Williams, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, well.
He was great, though. He was really good. Kieran was really good.
Oh, and then he comes back at the end, but it's not Joe Petto. It's Pino disguising himself as Joe Petto, even though Pino clearly has a... There's like a very drastic height difference between Pino and Joe Petto. But he rips off his like his skin to reveal he's a puppet.
Some of the mask work was okay.
Yeah, I mean the effects was good. I mean I'm gonna say the effects were really good. They were just shot poorly. Like
yeah.
Like some of the stuff where like the centipede thingy was going through that guy's like you remember he couldn't pull that centipede out of his mouth because it's impossible to do. Once like these toys get to your face, it's over, you know? Your strength leaves.
Yep. As toys do. Yeah.
And then like starts going through like his eye sockets, like it pushes both his eyes out at the same time somehow, even though it's only going through one eye socket, remember? And I guess the toy ate everything inside of his head except for the eyeballs, like even going up to those, like that stringy, whatever that thing is. What are they called? The little stringy flesh things.
Eye sockets? Stringy
flesh things behind the eyeballs that like kind of wrap around the back, and they are what connects you to your brain. Yeah.
Your brain? I didn't know they had to have a name.
They sure did.
They have a name?
I just don't remember what it was. Little tidbit of trivia about Johnny. He was studying in the medical field for a good portion of life before he decided to go into film. The lucrative career. The cash grab. That is film work. Super safe. Easy all the time, short hours, is not what film work is.
Because I imagine this movie was definitely shot on film, unfortunately. But it's everything's flat. Everything's super flat. There's like no depth in anything you see.
So it didn't
part
look,
of this movie.
Because of the picture quality, I was like, oh, okay, this isn't terrible. Because the trailer I saw, I was like, oh, this might look like shit. But I kept forgetting. So there's like that one scene where the absentee father finds the photo of Pino and Joe Petto. And Joe Petto's like talking about the toy he made. And it's like this life-size figure and it's Pino. And then he flips the photo and it says 1970. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then it was like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, it's supposed to be like 1991 right now. I forgot.
Yeah.
I guess that was a long time ago. So he should have aged. So, I guess is what they're trying to say.
Yeah. So the thing is Pino hates the family that that our main characters live in because that was their original home, correct? And you can assume Joe Petto murdered his family,
sure,
right?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Because that's why he would keep trying to kill that boy, the mute boy. and have the mother, right? Is that the... Because he wants the mother because he has no mother.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He wants...
That's real. Crazy because that kind of reminds me of that old children's story that I think Disney made into a movie. Fucking, it'll come to me later. But yeah. Yeah, maybe Jungle Book.
Jungle Book?
There's like a talking grasshopper, right? Right? Yeah, but yeah.
Bug's
life. I just saw somebody comment on like, man, back in 1998, they made two animated movies about ants, and they said, I think we're done. And we haven't had an animated movie about ants in like...
Yeah.
I think it's time.
I don't know. Ants, it's time to tell you, remake.
They felt like two very different movies. This is our review of A Bug's Life and Ants. They're both... awesome movies in their own respect.
Why don't they just rip off another Kurosawa movie like Ikaro or Rashomon or something? King of Blood or what is it? The Throne of Blood. Macbeth. Oh, they just do Bugs Life 2 Macbeth.
Denzel Washington Macbeth is coming out soon and I'm very excited. It looks so fucking good. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very happy. Oh my God, that looks so good.
Because I'm like, okay, yeah. It's probably going to be good.
Yeah. Macbeth's my favorite Shakespeare thing. It's the one I like because it's the most straightforward. It's the most action-y. It's the most like, has an anti-hero tragedy. To it, that's, I mean, it's probably the most like straight adaptation you can make, probably without changing much about it.
I am curious. Either way, I mean, first time we see a black.
Either way, that's still my favorite
on screen. I mean, because like I think it's funny that Shakespeare had to go out of his way to make an entire play.
I think you're right.
That in my head was basically Macbeth, except it was called Othello, right? Like it's.
Yeah. Did you ever see the underrated O?
I liked it. Yeah, it was fun. What's his name? Yeah, what's his name? Was Iago, right? The guy that has his own cult in Venice now. The dude from
It was Josh Hartnett. I think it was Josh Hartnett, wasn't it?
Yes, Josh Hartnett. But the guy that plays Iago.
I thought he was Iago.
Oh, was he Iago?
Yeah, he was the jealous one. He was the one.
No, you're right. Sorry. But there is another character that dude from 10 Things I Hate About You and can't think of anything else he was in.
Yeah, he was in it too. I don't remember. Tim Blake Nelson directed that. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, no.
The actor?
Interesting.
He's a strong director. He doesn't like... He had a nice stream of indie films. He did that, plus something called The Gray Zone. He's a really good director. He's a solid director. Does really like serious dramas and stuff. So,
and this is our review of Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I don't know what else to say about this movie.
Movie sucked. I mean, I do. I don't want to be like.
I think when. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I know we have our colorful reviews of how shitty our podcast is, but I know people that do listen to part of the podcast and go like, wait, I'm gonna watch the movie first, and they've done that for a couple of movies, like let's say Beyond the Black Rainbow, where I'm like, oh, okay, that movie is like really fucking cool, and then it ends. This one, I can't say anything positive about it. Really, it's so bad.
And that's the thing is I'm all down for fun, right? Yeah. Meaning like low budge, you know, crappy effects, shitty acting. But as long as there's like fun, maybe like some fun to be had in the movie, then it's interesting, right? Like I can give movies passes on that side of it, you know? I can enjoy movies, but There's like nothing to enjoy about this movie.
this really does feel like a porn director went straight or something, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what it feels like. I'm like, God, this movie's fucking awful in so many different ways.
Yeah, just like the movie was, it's criminal in that it's boring for maybe like the first hour.
Yeah.
And then the last half hour, they just like, okay, well, we're going to brutally kill these teenagers, slice and dice them up, bloody, you know, murder them.
And the height of like sex scenes for fucking sex scenes. Like there's no reason for sex scenes.
Again, I go back to like there's two sex scenes intercut between each other for no reason.
Two of the four sex scenes, the entire movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to quickly talk about like, so this fucking like rando absentee father, right? Who at one point decided to buy a bunch of fucking toys from the same toy shop that his like girlfriend and sort of son are at, and he's hiding from them, and he buys a shit ton of toys so he can like open them up and check, I guess, to see if they're deadly, I guess is what's going on. Cause that never gets,
he opened them all up.
It never goes back to that. And it like they try to do this red herring where he gives them it makes it seem like he's the bad guy for no reason. And, he gives that the building manager for the hotel he's at, the one like demonic toy that Pino was trying to pass off. And then that's what kills that guy.
Yeah. yeah.
But yeah, this absentee father dude, like, is following these people, like his like girlfriend and his like sort of son. And at one point he's working as a mall Santa and he's like yelling at his coworker. He's supposed to be taking over a shift. Like, I need to do the next shift. He's like, okay, fine, dude, just do it. just so he can like stare at his like, is it his son? Is that decided?
Yeah. He assumes everybody assumes, came to that conclusion. Nobody, there's no evidence that he was.
What a weird plot point, I guess. like, it doesn't make any sense.
Say the least. To it's say like the least.
They wrote the female Jesus character Christ. To be there to just like, fuck. Because like she doesn't seem at all important until the end when she's like faking to be this like doll's mom. I'm not going to say it's strongly written.
Yeah. And then they just like they have her make choices that don't seem like she's being like a real person would make, right? Like when they give her the shitty toy in one instance, like she goes immediately and confronts the guy and be like, why did you get my son? Whatever. Or, I'm not going to go to the cops like a normal person would. And then he just like Mickey Rourke like bumbly explains that, oh no, it's fine, I'll take care of it, I'll take care of my son, and then she just allows it to happen, and then like fucking more shit happens instead of just going to the police. And then when they kidnap her son, she's like, I'm not gonna go to the police, I'm just gonna go confront him at the toy store. Another not behaving like a real person choice there.
Yeah.
I mean, on top of
so many ways to fix that, like even a fucking letter that was left to her, you know, like don't contact the cops. I'll know. I'll kill your son immediately. No, it's just like they're lucky that they made her character very stupid. Oh, and again, just going back to like the whole mall Santa thing, and she like grabs her son, like, what are you doing? And like runs away because she's very soap opera actor. And then later, not even like what, 5 minutes later, that absentee father guy that was playing the mall Santa runs into her in the parking lot and then just make out. Like, oh, we're lovers. Why'd you run away from me? Oh, I don't know. Like, come on. Plot twist.
Yeah, no.
Cannot recommend, sorry.
Yeah. I don't got anything else to say about this movie. It's just not very No fun is had in this movie.
No,
I don't know.
You know, the thing not is, like, thing. The Puppet Master movies are not good, but I will recommend those all day long because, you know, they got something special and sparkly going on. And also Nazis. This one, no Nazis.
No.
Just misguided people.
Yeah. No Nazis. Yeah. Barely people. All right. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you need. Show us your sexy spooky bones. No, wait, don't do that. Just rate the movie.
In the spirit of Christmas, Johnny's gonna give Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker 1.5 sexy, unnecessary sex scene spooky bones.
Yeah, I'm going to do just one sexy spooky bone. Yeah, this is not a very good movie. Yeah, no, I don't know what else to say. That's all I got.
Don't watch it. You're welcome.
You know, there's movies. Movies are hard.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh.
The fact that they get made at all is a gift, right?
And it's like, this is painfully obvious that it's low budget. From like all of a sudden none of the cars have license plates to like every once in a while you see a California plate that has no stickers on it. I will say one thing that I liked about it was it made me nostalgic for GMC, the Jimmy series. You remember the Jimmy trucks? They were before a Yukon, and they had this like feature where you could press a button and the Jimmy was all wheel drive and it would like lift the truck for you like 4 or 5 inches. Do you remember this?
No.
Yeah. The Jimmy Trucks by GMC. That, and I kept thinking throughout the entire movie, I'm like, this is, without a doubt, a handful of people's favorite horror movie of all time because it was probably the first horror movie that they saw. And how sad is that?
Yeah. I mean, every movie is somebody's favorite movie, right?
Yeah.
So
can you imagine? This is, yeah, it's my favorite movie, and it, like that's what introduced you to Mickey Rourke. I mean, Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. That old man is violent. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's an angry little ball of energy. Yeah. I mean, I would say watch his Twilight Zone episode from the original series before you watch this.
True. Cool. All right, guys and gals and non-binary pals, thank you for listening, and as always,
stay spooky. Yeah.
Spook.
Not to be confused with ghosts.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Well done.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to